This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, October 31st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. I want to say happy All Saints Day Eve, happy All Hallows Day Eve. It's actually a day before All Hallows Day, where Catholics tend to inscribe the names of their dearly departed in the Book of the Dead. And it's also a Remembrance Day for those who have had loved ones died within inside the year. So I just want to remember those persons who have passed, and we honor them on this particular day. I like to say that again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we have a different type of conversation today. Today we're actually going to be talking about alumni associations. Are they important? Who has an alumni association? And how to start one? Is it a trend in schools? Are people wanting to go back and celebrate their times in high school and colleges here locally? I know alumni associations are big in the United States, but here in the Bahamas, do they still have that? Do people meet? Do people have a WhatsApp group and they talk about old times, what they used to do yesteryear? Anyway, we have Sherelle. Cartwright, who is the president of SAC Alumni Association. And they have been having some success. In fact, there are a number of other schools who have been contacting her, I heard, asking for advice on how does she keep her alumni association vibrant, responding, and active. Apparently, they are active. And I'm going to be challenging her today to say, are you really active? Or are you doing all these things yourself? Right? And I want to get some insight on how to start an alumni association. Why is it important? How do you network? What are alumni talking about? But first of all, I always have a issue. Is this alumnus? And I'll start off with that question with you, Sherelle. Exactly what is it? And of course, introduce yourself properly for me.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Sherelle Cartwright, and I am the president of the SAC Alumni Association. To answer your first question, alumnus is a single male alum or graduate of a college or institution.
Alumnus is male.
Male.
Okay.
Female would be alumna.
Alumna.
Right.
Okay, I got that.
Plural for the male, which covers both male and female, is alumni.
Okay.
Plural female is alumni.
Alumni, A-E or alumni long
A-E.
E? A-E. Okay, yes. So I get that. I think I can write that.
Or just say alum.
Okay.
A-L-U-M, and it kind of covers everybody, and you don't have to be so technical, mm-hmm. but it'll be singular. It's not plural. So a lot of people use alumni incorrectly because they use it as, I am an alumni.
Yes, I do that
and
all
you're
the time.
Not an alumni. You're an alumnus in your case. In mm-hmm. my case, I'm an alumna.
Okay.
So, that's one thing. You know, it kind of gets a little technical, but you could kind of work.
I stand corrected because, I call myself I'm an alumni of my institution, but listening to you, I appreciate that knowledge, and
yes.
And that's where we start our conversation. Yes. How long has the SAC Alumni Association been in existence?
When I did my research, I went back to the 1960s or 70s. I think it's about late 60s or 70. I saw that we had started, and actually, Bradley Roberts was actually on that executive team, as well as some other notables, you know.
Bradley Roberts went to SAC.
Yes, he did. He did.
Mm-hmm.
He is a SACer. So we have, of course, in politics, you see Plenty Sakas representing all the colors.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not talking Sak business and not getting political. They say Sak people have an ego, that they always want to brag about nothing, you know, that they always have an air about them. They're pompous people. They're difficult to get along with. They all believe you all control everything, especially we just starting the conversation. I'm trying to understand what alumni association is. And then you already say you're all in everything. You're all in politics and
what's in everything. So, I mean, if they say that we brag, then so what? It is what it is, you know. I mean, really and truly, if all just take away the SAC, okay? Just take that away, and you can see what our people are doing in every area in this country. That is more than commendable. It's exceptional. And so what? We have earned that right to be full of ego or full of pride.
I'm told that SAC is more than just a school. It's an institution. It's a culture.
Well, they say, who was it? The seniors, 10-year seniors or something said we're a cult.
It's a cult thing. SAC people is a cult.
Yeah, so we're a cult, you know. I make no apologies for it. I think we've earned that right. And people who would have come up through SAC from, say, grade 7 straight on up to 12, or whether they would have spent a portion of their time at SAC, it's not an environment that you get, say, a full bly or pass or whatever. You have to work. You have to work. I have noticed some of our least or not well-performing students go off to college and make 4.0 GPA straight through, you know? So whether or not you thrive in one environment or another, I think SAC does an excellent job in preparing you for the world ahead.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm not sure if you're just saying that because you graduated from the school, but I understand. But let's talk about Alumni Association and what it is. Yes. Is the Alumni Association seen as the PTA? It's a parents teacher association?
No. PTA is what it is, Parents Teachers Association, and that is affiliated directly with the school. The Alumni Association is what it says it is, which is an independent body of graduates. Alumni itself, you know, it's a meeting. Alumni associations are more what we call a meeting of like-minded individuals. Okay, so when you form an alumni association, based on how you structure it, it can be just singular focused on the institution where, you know, you would have went through school or matriculated. Or you can have different layers to it as we have chosen to do, whereas we not only assist the school, we also can and do assist with community efforts as well.
And I've seen flyers and pictures of the SAC Alumni Association doing things, donating money, doing a community service, other than supporting the institution of SAC. Yeah. Why is that important to your Alumni Association?
I found it to be important because of the fact that we live in this country. You know, as I stated earlier, you have SACers in every area in this country. You have SACers who support all kinds of nonprofit organizations as well. You have SACers in every type of profession in this country. So why can't we extend outside the hallowed halls of St. Augustine's College to be more helpful to our community at large? That has always been our focus, to give to our school and to also help in the community that we live in.
You hinted that the Alumni Association is an independent body from the school.
Yes.
And how you said it, it seems as if it's something important to be independent of the school.
Absolutely.
I thought Alumni Association was connected, like you would have an office in the school and one of the teachers or the principal would lead the charge. It seems as if you're like an independent thing.
Well, I wouldn't say it exactly or put it exactly the way you did. Normally, the Alumni Association does have a campus, an office on campus. In our case, we had an office on campus. It was my understanding that at some point, with one of the past hurricanes, there was some damage to it, and it wasn't fixed. So in essence, it turned into a storage room, and we had to find another place to conduct our affairs, which leads us to our present location, which is at the Toyota Auto Mall showroom on Shirley Street and Buen Retiro Road. Of course, the owner, one of the owners or in the Auto Mall franchise, he is a proud Sacker, and he does a lot for the school. He does a lot for the Alumni Association, and he also does a lot of stuff for the country and different community activities.
So SAC Alumni Association has their own office?
Yes, we have an office in the showroom.
And when you say office, what's done there? I mean, I assume that everything is done virtually, and you're saying that you have a mortar and brick place that you can go and do alumni activities, I assume. So what do you do there? What is the office for?
Well, the office is our home base. When we have different events, whether it be planning the ball, our Lighthouse Awards and Gala Ball, which I will tell you right now is going to be on for October 2023. We weren't sure how this COVID situation was going to play out this year, so we opted to bypass that this year. But next year, October 2023, we will have our Lighthouse Awards and Gala Ball, and we are planning that to be bigger and better than we would have had the past two, which were at the British Colonial Hotel. Yeah, so we had like about both cases. I think our first year we had almost 300, and second year we had about 300, which was the full place. You know, we filled out the big ballroom or whatever they have there. And I am expecting a bigger ball next year, so that's not going to work for us. And of course, they're closed, you know, so we're eyeing the hotels to see where we're going to be hosting our Lighthouse Awards and Gala Ball for 2023.
I see you mentioned the Lighthouse Gala Ball, and I'm just trying to listen to see if he's going to mention what it is exactly. But what do you mean, Lighthouse Ball? This is for who exactly?
It's for most of the awards categories are for alumni of the institution. And some of them are just for people who may not have graduated from SAC or even attended SAC at all. But they have shown a lot of support, affiliation, and they've given a lot to assist with that within our community. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have a humanitarian award. That award is for anybody, actually. And we have a SAC Spirit Award, you know, which is also for anybody. It doesn't have to be somebody. Bishop J. Rodney Roberts got one of our awards, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Because he never went to SAC, but he would be on the pulpit and he would be talking about SAC. His daughter went to SAC. And so he would be on that. He said, listen, I'm telling you, there's nobody out. And I miss him so much, because anytime we had BAISS or whatever event was going on, listen, he would call me. He said, now listen, don't let me have to call you again, because I need my T-shirt. I need all my merchandise. He's coming out there in red and he's representing straight through. And so these are the kind of things. And you know, he supports. He gives his support wherever he can. And he always did that prior to his passing, you know. So we try to, and there may be some more award categories coming up next year, because it's taking off and there's been a lot of demand for our ball. You know, I would venture to say we're probably going to try and at least do at least 20-something honorees next year.
So it's a grand event where people dress up and
it's gowns. It's a full-fledged ball.
And SAC graduates and SAC parents and SAC teachers Whoever and former teachers come up to this event.
If they want to come, yes.
Yeah.
They can come to the event.
And wow, I'm just elated to know that there are former graduates or graduates who are so eager, so dedicated to the institution that they pay money to come and celebrate.
Well, at the first year, it was a little wild, I call it, because they felt our pricing was too expensive, I guess, probably because they didn't see
what
it was, mm-hmm. you know, our ball. And first of all, the reason why we have the Lighthouse Awards and Gala Ball is to recognize our people. Like I said, we've had some of, if people wanted to check out our alumni page, our website, it's www.thesacalumniassociation.org. You will see a list of our honorees. You will see how you get a little bio on them, and you see that these are people who are at the top of their game in their profession, you know, or in things that they do for the community. And so we wanted to be able to formally recognize them and give them the due that they are deserving of, the due. I don't like the idea of just, say, giving somebody a certificate or just putting them in a room and just say, yeah, it's a certificate and that's, no, you know, or a little trophy or something. We want you to see what you're doing. So our Bafari Films, they create the honoree profiles for our honorees. They get a whole bio right up on them. And it's a full-scale production. And the meals are fantabulous because last 2 years we had, a four-course, three-course meal, cocktail reception, totally free, where we had a family donate all the beverages, all the wines and the beverages for the cocktail reception. We had a family that did that, a group of alumni family, they did that.
Huh?
That's the Coakleys, Coakleys. That's Samara Coakley. She's at Bristol Cellars. Her and her siblings, they got together and they literally sponsored our cocktail reception. So we were able to just, you know, now if people wanted to drink something heavy like spirits or whiskey or whatever, then we also had a cash bar and they paid for that. But we had a champagne cocktail reception and stuff, and everybody loved it, you know. So that was the kind of thing we didn't want to do anything simple and ordinary, no, because I feel for the success and the hard work and dedication that our alumni have gone into, they deserve more than that.
Okay. Also, what I've noticed is your presence at BAISS. And I find it amusing that an event was supposed to be for high schoolers and show the athletics prowess, right?
Mm-hmm.
The stands are filled with former graduates, with graduates, and graduates from 1960, 1960 straight to the present.
Yes.
You say, and parents all ablaze in red.
Yes, that's the support.
A sea in red.
That's the support.
Why is BAISS so important? Especially to alumni, because I seemingly see you all leading the charge. You all have your own paraphernalia that you all sell.
Yes, we do. We have. Why not BAISS? We are out there to support our athletes. Look at the achievements of our athletes. Look at the achievements that are done from these athletes. And still, we do not have a formal track.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking to correct that. We're looking to correct that. We have a group of alumni who wanted to come together. They approached me, and they wanted the Alumni Association to be a part of us coming together and looking to fulfill the legacy of the late Uncle Lou, Deacon Leviticus Adley, who mm-hmm. was the principal. Uncle Lou was there. He was there, I think, up until a year after I graduated. So from I started until I finished, he was the principal. And he left some big shoes to fill. Uncle Lou was just one of those people who not only gave to the school and students at the school, but also to the community. A lot of people didn't realize how many lives that gentleman or that giant of a man has impacted. We just had a golf tournament in June this year. It was very successful. We raised over $100,000.
You raised how much?
$100,000.
From a golf? You are people that sack up some change. But go ahead.
I'm just not saying. Enough change. Oh, okay. But, you know, I don't see us being successful or what people quote as successful till we have at least $1 million in our account to facilitate a lot of other programs for our students as well and for the community.
And you mentioned students just now. How does the Alumni Association assist current SAC students?
Well, I'll give you a short story. When I started SAC, I came from a single parent home. The tuition was supposed to be covered partially by my father, the other half by my mom. And one time, my father, not one time, but after one session of me coming to SAC, my father did not pay his part of my tuition. Mm-hmm. And my school fee had lapsed. Mm-hmm. Now, back then, when that happened, they would put you out of the class.
Put you in the porch.
Call you, and you would sit on the bench. Mm-hmm. It was humiliating. And I'm glad that they have stopped that practice at school because, you know, children, it's no fault of theirs. You know, they want, when parents want the best for their children, and children are out there doing their part to try and get a good education. In my case, I was an honor roll student, and I had to sit out for a few weeks.
Not 2-3 days?
No. Okay. I was out of school for at least 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And my GPA, of course, plummeted because for me, I think coming from the environment I came in, it was a transition in itself just to come to SAC. But then to experience that, and you know, I don't think it's something your psyche kind of ever recovers from, you know. And I remember the late Judith Adley, who passed, she called me out because she was my homeroom teacher. She called me out and she sat me down on the bench and she was like, come on, Sherelle, we need to see this. How do you go from an honor roll student to you know, I wasn't failing. But if you have an honor student and they're just doing a 2-point-something, you know, it's cause for concern. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I broached to my executive team was that if there's any program I am able to facilitate and initiate while I am the president is a tuition grant program. Now, it was always in our constitution, but I don't think there was a lot of emphasis probably placed on it in advance in terms of putting together and just actually getting all the media and the social awareness and stuff out there to get people to alumni to support the cause. You know, there are plenty deserving students, plenty single parent homes, and these kids are excelling and they're doing well. Why can't we meet them halfway and to say lend a helping hand if we can? And so that was what we did. We have in place now a tuition grant program. And I would like to see that with a lot more money in the coffers so that we could help more students. This year, we were able to help 4 students. Mm. We had 2 sisters who wanted to honor their mother's legacy. So also with our tuition grant program, and let's segue off a little bit, but with our tuition grant program, we allow alumni who wish to support the program, they can have a grant in the name of whatever, whether it's, if it's a class of whatever year, they can get together, pool their resources and say, well, okay, this is the grant that we want. This is the money we've raised to go towards that end. Mm-hmm. Okay. We do allow them an input if they desire in crafting what the particulars are for the type of grant that they want to offer, whether it be an athletic grant or whether it be an academic grant or just, you know, just to encourage somebody who is just having a difficult time. That is something that they can do. And so we've been trying to get that out there to get more classes involved. We've had class of 86. They held a fun run walk in June. The money they raised from that, they gave it to the Alumni Association. And guess what? They have paid the tuition for a well-deserving senior who will be graduating this year. Next year. And that was their prerequisite. They wanted to give it to a senior because they feel it's somebody who, you know, the last year is always the most expensive year.
It is.
And they wanted to be able to give that student the resources that they needed to complete and to go out there and do what they have to do. And so, like I said, we've either given full tuition grants, and how our tuition grant program works is that via the Alumni Association, we only commit to a maximum of a year at a time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we cannot get more money and say carried over or whatever or to assist, because we are here to operate how our alumni base tell us to operate. Mm-hmm. You know, I show those classes when they donate. They have a receipt. They see where their money has gone. We encourage the student who's receiving it to send at least a thank you letter to that class or to that person, because at the end of the day, we want them to know that somebody invested in them, invested in their future, and to be appreciative of that effort. They didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something you're entitled to.
Okay. I see we have a caller there who wants to engage. A producer to patch that caller through. How you doing, caller? Sorry for the wait.
Godly days, it's back in voice along with you and your guest, Nuri.
How you doing, Bremen?
I'm holding, thank God. What's the lady name?
This is Sherelle
Cartwright.
Sherelle?
Mm-hmm.
Cartwright.
How are you, Miss Cartwright?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm holding. Mm-hmm. None of the best, but I'm holding. I want to ask you about two questions, but first, before mm-hmm. I ask you the two questions, mm-hmm. I want to remind you that Vince Ferguson and what's his name again? Uncle Lou.
Yes.
They were special.
They
people.
Were. They were.
Yes. Yes. I encountered both of them. Mm-hmm. But what I want to ask you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You speak of cult, right?
I didn't speak of the cult.
Why did you steal that? Now, what I really want to ask you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you speak of cult, what you are telling me, you all went back B.C. or more than 2,000 years?
Who said that?
Say it again?
No, who said that?
I'm asking you about, because you speak of your... that you are cult. And
no, I didn't say. Now, no. I did not say that we are a cult. 10th year seniors did a little spoof for a thing on Sackers, and they said we operate like a cult, in essence. But it's
cult?
Not.
You know, the Roman Catholic go way back.
No. We don't get involved in our cult business at all. They were using that to describe us and how. They seem to think Sackers have such an indomitable spirit You know,
even back then.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, but we're not a cult. No, we're not a cult.
All right,
we have been called a cult. No, 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 no.
Thank you for your time. Come on, before I go, right?
Yep.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're here.
Before I go, when they had put you on the bench, were you being educated? Was you being educated?
What do you mean? Did I have homework or something to do?
Teaching you also?
No, no, no. You, when you got put on the bench outside the class, they called your parent to pick you up from school.
And you was there for a couple of weeks?
No, not on the bench. I was out of school.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was out of school for a bit of time. And for me, you know, like I said, I don't think children should have to go through that. And especially when they are striving and they're doing well.
Yes, you know, when I was growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to government school and I went to private school. But I grew up in the area of Our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to go to that school.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, my mother put me to George Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate you all the way you all educate people.
Yes. And you know, the thing is, that was one of those, we came, like you said, with the Catholics and stuff. They, you know, there was a way that they did things back then. And now that doesn't happen, you know. So kids do not have to go through all of that, you know.
So what? Before they cut me, what do you do nowadays with pertaining to education at SAC?
Oh, I do nothing in terms of pertaining to education. I'm not a teacher.
Okay.
I'm an entrepreneur. No, we have an I was president of the Alumni Association.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have to get creative.
Okay,
we
thank
need
you.
A base to operate from.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much, Freeman. I appreciate it. I want to ask, how do you keep your alumni engaged? What type of mechanisms do you have to bring people together to communicate to shout out that clarion call that we need to do this? How is that happening?
Well, thank God for social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram,
okay,
Twitter.
And I want you to go quickly. You say you're on Facebook. Where can I find you on Facebook?
We have two Facebook pages. It's SAC Alumni Association or the SAC Alumni Association.
And that's managed by someone? I mean, or is active in terms of information is updated all the time?
Yes, we try to get to it as often as we can.
Okay.
We have a website, mm-hmm. which I stated earlier, and I'll say it again. It's www.thesacalumniassociation.org.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a newsletter, which when we introduced that, it seemed to a lot of people are looking forward to it. So I'm only hinting now to whoever the author or the main organizer of that newsletter, who's supposed to give me a paper every month, need to get back on board and chop chop.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to engage our base. By any means necessary. Also, email. We have WhatsApp. We have an alumni class representative WhatsApp chat group.
And explain that to me so I can understand what you mean by that.
So we have a class reps chat group. And basically, we found out that all our classes, mm-hmm. or for the most part, a lot of our alumni classes, they have their own class chats.
Mm-hmm.
And what we wanted to do was to get one or two persons from each class to more or less be a representative in our class reps chat to disseminate information to their classmates about things that the Alumni Association may be doing in addition to all the other stuff that we have going on.
Mm.
So actually the class reps chat tends to get more information before we post it on social media, or before it gets to our classmates or the community at large.
Okay. And I remember seeing your face on some kind of advertisement promotion on social media where you were giving a talk about Alumni Association and helping other schools who were having challenges or wanted to know more information about how to form an alumni association, what is the objective, what to look out for, and the starting point. Can you give me some information on that?
Yes, well, that was an initiative by BTVI. I was contacted because they wanted to form their alumni association, and they saw the stuff that we were doing and felt we were doing a great job at it, and they wanted to know how to get there to start their alumni association and how to engage their alumni to get to encourage them to support their alma mater and just to be able to engage each other. And it was an interesting, I was supposed to speak for half an hour, and I think that ended up being like an hour and a half, something like that. Because there's a lot to cover. You know, I started to explain to them basically the purpose of the Alumni Association is just a meeting of the minds. You want like-minded people. You want to be able to network with each other, keep in communication with each other, and to support causes that are important to them or the community, whatever it is that they as a collective body decide they want to do. For me, we had to more or less, it was a lot of work when I started because we had some, we had our structure now, but there were a lot of areas that needed tweaking and tightening.
And that's why I want to talk about the structure. I want to talk about your executive board. Are you an NGO? How do you meet? Do you have a constitution? Is those things important? But we're going to take a break right now. If you want to join this conversation and speak to Ms. Sherelle Cartwright, who is the president of the SAC Alumni Association, and she's giving some insight on how to form an association, alumni association, why is it important, things to look out for, advice in general, and given her experience as being president of the SAC Alumni Association. So you can join me and call me at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And if you just want information on how you can join and participate in the SAC Alumni Association, call in. I'd be happy to have her give some detail on that. But this is Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and I'm having a conversation with Sherelle. Oh, have a wonderful day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test, always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And we're talking about alumni associations and their importance. How do you form one? Do high schools, primary schools, institutions, University of the Bahamas, I know they have an active one. Most private schools tend to have some form of alumni association. And some people just need some help and guideline on how to start theirs, because sometimes it might seem overwhelming. But I want to know if SAC Alumni Association has an executive team. How is that made up? How is that, was that created?
Yes, well, that's what it was. That we do have an executive team. That was based on, you know, our constitution. We have a constitution. So my advice would be to all these schools or entities that want to have their alumni association to be structured properly so that everybody joining knows what is required of them. We have a president, vice president, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, assistant treasurer. So it's a it's an executive team of six.
Okay, and how do they interact with your, would you say, your WhatsApp group and the class representative?
Not really much. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of follow the lead, that I set for it in terms of being able to disseminate information and stuff like that.
And how long have you been president? Sound like you've, like, president for life. Or have there been other president of the SAC Alumni Association?
Yes.
So you all have elections and stuff like that?
Yeah, we have elections every 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my second term.
So you have one more year to go?
Yes.
Okay. And how is that election, just in case someone wants to form their own and need advice, how is that election process takes place? What do you all do? How does that happen?
Well, first of all, in accordance with our constitution,
have a constitution?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
You have to be a financial member in order to run for a position and also to vote. Because prior, that was one of our amendments. Because prior, you had people who wanted to come in and vote. But first of all, I'll backtrack a little bit more. Our constitution follows a dues-paying model. Mm-hmm. So we require our alumni to pay $60 a year.
$60 a year?
And that ain't nothing.
To be an alumni?
That's not even a week of your lunch money.
$60 a
year. So I'm saying that to all my alumni who haven't paid, please support these initiatives we're doing, because we're doing plenty stuff. We're doing a lot of stuff, you know, but it follows a dues-paying model.
$60. I remember hearing $60.
Yes, and you could pay that on Mobile Assist. You can call our number. We can give you the bank account information. You can pay it. You could transfer the money to our account. Or you can come to the office and pay it. Mm-hmm. You know, so we meeting you, you know, Mobile Assist, all you need to do is download the app on your phone and you go to town on that, mm-hmm. you know. And that's from the comfort of your own home in your pajamas, mm-hmm. you know. So what we do need to see is more engagement on that. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to talk, but when it comes to actually having skin in the game, then that's another matter. So to me, that's work in progress. What I found out is with all alumni associations, truly, that it's normally the few who are carrying the weight of everybody. So there are some classes, I can tell you, I'm so grateful for them. They come through and they support our efforts as best as they can. And some of them, you know, I could just reach out to them. They won't say anything in the chat, but they'll private message me and say, we got this, we're going to do this and that. And mm-hmm. so I'm appreciative of all of that. I'm very grateful for it. But there's still a lot of work to be done, you know, for the newsletter. We need more writers so that, you know, we can have a more robust mechanism in place for disseminating stories and stuff that pertain to us. As it stands right now, most of my, well, the rest of my executives, they work. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. So as such, I am the one that has the most flexibility.
Yeah, you run around a lot.
So I'm doing a lot of stuff. Sometimes I have to be the secretary. Sometimes I have to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And it can be overwhelming. So I've always said to our alumni, time, treasure, talent. Okay, so if you cannot pay your dues, come put in some time with us. If you have a special skill or talent, you say, well, listen, I can't do things all the time, but I can come and just deal with this one particular thing. This is my gifting. I can go, okay, you're having the ball. I can deal with the decoration. I can do this. I can do whatever, you know, time, treasure, talent. That is what we're asking of our people so that we can be more engaging. You know, this year, I think I had to kind of, it's always work in progress to get your base mobilized. And we spent the better part of that whole, my first term, getting people engaged, proving to people, our own alumni, that we got this, we're legit, we're doing this, we have our constitution, we always had a constitution, we even strengthened it some more. Like I said, when we were talking about the elections, in order for you to run for a position, you have to be a dues-paying member, and we have guidelines in our constitution on exactly how that is supposed to play out. We are encouraging our people, if they want to run for office, to give us a little bio. Let me know what you're bringing to the table. Let our fellow alumni know what you're bringing to the table when you want to vie for that position, because we can't go backwards. We need to go forward with whatever it is we're doing within the association.
Now, let me interject, because I want to have a two-part question. Mm-hmm. I want to know, what accomplishment has SAC Alumni Association done in the last 4 or 5 years? I think you mentioned on the break that you just get your nonprofit license or something like that.
Yeah, we are a certified nonprofit organization. That was important to us because, like I said, structure is everything. If you don't have a structure with your alumni association, and you can't show people that you're legit and you're operating from a legitimate standpoint, it's going to be a battle getting people to commit. So for me, I've always been a person, I do what I say. One way or other, I'm going to do what I say. And if I cannot do as I say, I communicate that so that people know exactly what it is. Maybe there's a difficulty, because sometimes things happen and you really cannot do what you say you want to do. Mm-hmm. So we've had our ball. We're with the Uncle Lou Golf Tournament. Mm-hmm. We're now working on the softball. We're going to have a state-of-the-art softball/baseball field on campus. And that's one phase. The next phase, which we want to do with the proceeds from the next golf tournament, which should be in the first quarter of next year, we are looking to put down an IAAF certified track on campus, because we cannot be a powerhouse and not have a certified track.
If you accomplish that, you might be the only school that has a real track.
Well, we are trendsetters.
Oh, okay. There you go with that ego again. Okay, go ahead.
But that's what we do. That's mm-hmm. what we're about. We want to give our students the best possible opportunities for them to excel and to succeed, whether it's in athletics or academics, whatever it is we can do. Lately, we started a farming project mm-hmm. on campus. You know, so we're working on that as well. Okay. And so there are a lot of things going on. We're going to start getting into a lot of courses because Principal Thompson, Marisi Thompson, I can only say how she is very accessible. I am so grateful. You know, she has thrown her support 110% behind the Alumni Association. So I can only see us getting better.
I have noticed that all of the former principals and current principals of SAC were alumni, right? That's true? Alumni, okay.
Yeah.
And I want to know, does that help in terms of the Alumni Association partnering with the school? They have like some type of intimacy. Say, well, let me go make that phone call.
Well, let's put it like this. Now,
it happens now.
Mm-hmm. Did it always happen? No.
Is it important? Is such thing important?
Okay. If you're an alumni association, you need to have a cohesive and a strong relationship with your alma mater. Mm-hmm. That goes without saying. Mm-hmm. You know, but like you say, alumni association is a meeting of minds, meeting of like-minded people. So if you have people, whether in whatever position they're in, and they're not on that same, not everybody translate that school spirit or the pride the way it should be. So it's been a difficult road.
Let me challenge you. Mm-hmm. I know that SAC has their annual stakeout, and mm-hmm. they have the annual SACorama. Mm-hmm. But I don't tend to see...
They don't have the SACorama anymore.
Oh, that's good to say, because I don't see the Alumni Association involved. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we weren't... the last SACorama, I think I was in school the last time we had a SACorama. Okay. And one of the things a lot of alumni have asked is for us to put that on our calendar. We're looking to do that next year. Hopefully we can get to do that next year and just combine a whole lot of stuff and make it a whole day at school, up on campus. You know, I've spoken to the principal and she's in agreement. You know, she's, like I said, she's very accessible and she's open to the idea.
I see it's 12 o'clock and we're running out of time now. Mm-hmm. But I want you to tell listening audience how to get in contact with you or how to get in contact with the Alumni Association, just in case someone needs advice or just in case someone wants to join the Alumni Association or their class wants to do an activity and partner. So that is what I want to do as we close out in a couple seconds. Do you have it?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, so at the office at the Toyota Auto Mall showroom, it's 397-1744. Our cell is 826-0312.
Okay. That has been Cheryl Cartwright, the president of SAC Alumni Association. Cheryl, she corrected me. It was wonderful.